It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They begin this week by letting us know that the UK Opera Theatre is presenting Rich's favorite opera.
So, Harriet, I have been here 19 years, and do you know how long it took Everett McCorvey to program my favorite opera with UK Opera Theatre?
19 years?
Yes, finally, I got to cover a Barber of Seville this week. It's long been, I tend to be a comedy guy anyway, and as the director of Barber of Seville, Cynthia Lawrence, says, she rates this as the best comic opera that's out there, which I think is only exemplified by, of all things, Warner Brothers cartoons, because you have the classic Bugs Bunny.
Oh yes, that was my first entry into Barber of Seville. I know, I used to love that you always think of it. Well, I do when I hear it, but
you know, and it was funny because when I was a much younger man, I felt so validated when I went to a Barber of Seville production in Virginia, and the director's notes, he said, "I cannot hear the score to Barber of Seville without thinking about Warner Brothers cartoons."
Exactly.
But, you know, there is it sort of reflects, there's a lot of silliness in this story. It's kind of Figaro the barber, you know, orchestrating all kinds of little romantic intrigue and stuff, and kind of, you know, pulling the wool over people's eyes and things like that, and just a lot of great sumptuous music by Rossini. So, you know, it's one of those, if you are not into opera, it's a great entry opera, and they're performing in the Singletary Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so there should be, you know, good tickets left for performances. That is Grand Opera. We have a lot, a diversity of things going on in the Best Bets, don't we?
We have the Lexington Children's Theater with the Watsons Go to Birmingham. That's Saturday and Sunday. It's about a family from Flint, Michigan, who travel down to Birmingham and are thrust into the civil rights era there. And we also have a free screening of After Cole from the One World Film Festival at the Kentucky, and that's 10 a.m. on Saturday. And also we have Modern Dance, Blackbird Dance Theater, is going to have a concert, first one of the year from them, and that's Friday and Saturday at the Downtown Arts Center. And then over at Manchester Music Hall, we have a rising star there.
That's right, and it's one that came here last winter. Kane Brown played Manchester Music Hall, probably surprised a lot of people by selling the place out at that time when he wasn't, you know, widely known, but it sort of speaks to him being one of those artists who's really kind of grabbed the internet, particularly YouTube and social media, to build a following. And he eventually built a following that was so big that Nashville could not ignore it, and he was signed to RCA Nashville last year and comes back now with a debut album in tow. But Kane is a real interesting character because he, you know, looks more like a hip-hop artist in his appearance, but when he sings, he's got this real country baritone, so it just really takes you back to guys like Randy Travis and stuff like that in the way it sounds, but it's a real mix-up of sound.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader at lexco.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.